The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to Lincoln Speedway in a special edition of This Week in Modified Country. For the first time in 25 years, the Ground Pounders invaded the red clay at the Pigeon Hill Oval, and it was Ryan Godown capturing his first Race of Champions Big Block Modified win. We'll talk with Ryan Godown, second-place finisher Danny Johnson, and third-place finisher Matt Shepard. That's all coming up next here on a special edition of This Week in Modified Country from the Lincoln Speedway. With 30 years' experience, Kinzer Air Filters is a trusted name in the racing industry. Their 360-degree dome positive charge air filter is the cleanest air filter on the market. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. It's easy to use and cleans with soap and water. To learn more, call Roger Kinzer at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103 or visit KinzerDirect.com. Kinzer Air Filters, made in the USA.
And we're back here at the Lincoln Speedway. Tonight's winner, Ryan Godown. Congratulations. They finally pick up an ROC win. It's going to feel pretty good.
Yeah, we've been trying long enough, right? I tell you, it just fell into our lap, really. I mean, we weren't better than a lot of guys. I just felt it starting to take rubber. I heard it was here the last couple weeks. So I just said, let me be patient. I got the third, and I said, well, there ain't no way I'm going to pass them guys because it's being taking rubber. Just see how it happens in lap traffic. And it ended up being them guys getting hooked, and it was a blessing for us, really. I mean, it was a surprise. Shocked me. But, you know, that's what you got to do in traffic there. They did the right thing, and then I was worried about, since we're on alcohol, if we're going to run out of fuel or not at the end. That's what I was worried about.
You were a bit of a distance back. Those two guys you're referring to, of course, Billy Decker and Dwayne Howard, they had literally checked out on the field. They got into lap traffic, and then you had a pretty good battle with the doctor right behind you. Talk about that battle first, but also what did you see when Howard and Decker got together?
Well, I don't know. It looked like Decker checked up a little bit, and they're running so tight. It's nothing that neither one of them did wrong. But, you know, you're lapping in lap traffic, and, you know, you guys are getting a move over flag and ain't moving over. So, you know, it's just a respect thing. But, you know, they're racing for position too, so you can't blame. We've all been in that position. So, who knows? I you can't at fault, but you got to be aggressive when it's rubber down because you don't get many opportunities to pass.
And you got a veteran like Danny Johnson behind you. What were you thinking there the last eight laps to go?
Well, I just wanted to make sure I hit my marks. It was tight right in the center, so especially off a four, I really had to bog it down to get the thing turned, because if I didn't, I would have came off the bottom and would have been no good. So I said, you know, let me just stick here. If he's going to pass me, don't pass me on the top or try to move me, you know. But I don't think he would have done that unless he really had a good opportunity to get next to me. So.
And looking at your right rear tire, there is not much tread left on that right rear tire. How much longer do you think you could have gone with the amount of baldness that we're looking at right now?
That one out, we at least now there are 10 laps. No, I don't know. Who knows? We could have had five. We could have had, you know, who knows? But I was starting to be more ginger as the last couple laps wound down. So,
your thoughts on the modifieds racing here at the historic Lincoln Speedway?
Different. I'll tell you what, you got to be on the ball here coming into, especially going to one and two and coming into three and four. It's neat. It's a really neat racetrack. So, I like to come back anytime, obviously. So, we'll see.
Overall, how's the season gone so far through the halfway point of the year for you?
Up and down. You know, we've had our good moments and we had our bad moments. So, you know, who knows? Maybe this is something to gain on. It really looked positive for the rest of the year. So,
Ryan, congratulations on the victory tonight here at Lincoln Speedway.
Thank you.
Ryan Godown, our winner tonight here at Lincoln Speedway, back with more right after this. With second place finisher Danny Johnson. Danny, a hard charge tonight, 17th to second. Tell me about tonight's race here at Lincoln Speedway.
Yeah, it was a great run. I mean, 17th to second, it's hard to believe. And just can't thank these people for this Hard Charger Award. I mean, that's a lot of cabbage you get just for a Hard Charger Award. And just, you know, them little bits mean a lot to our race team. So every little bit helps.
A unique and interesting track here. Can you compare it to anything you guys run up north or even sometimes when you hop over into Canada? Any tracks come close to the 4/10 mile track here at Lincoln?
I don't really think so. No, it's kind of unique in its own little way. And you know, that's what makes it so great.
It seemed as though on the restarts late there in the race, Ryan was able to get away from you. Do you have much left on your right rear tire towards the end of the feature tonight?
Well, my car was a little. We didn't have the car quite adjusted quite right, and I had to race conservatively so I wouldn't wear the tire out. And you know, it's just one of those racing deals. It is what it is, and we did what we did, and now it's over with. And here we are, we got second place, so we're pretty happy with that. And yeah, we would have liked to have gone better, but it is what it is.
overall, your thoughts on the modified racing here at Lincoln Speedway for the first time in 25 years and your first time down here?
Well, I think it's a great facility. I love racing on the tracks that have a lot of history, and you know, there's a lot of people that draw to this track, so you know, that's great too. So it's just a beautiful, you know, racetrack that's been here. You can tell it's been here a lot of years, and you know, it's well oiled, I guess you could say.
Danny, thanks. Congratulations on your run to second place tonight.
Okay, thank you very much.
The Dr. Danny Johnson from 17th to 2nd Hard Charger Award tonight here at the ROC event at the Lincoln Speedway. Back with more right after this. With a third place finisher, Matt Shepard. Matt, you're just looking over that right rear tire. There is no tread left on that. Your first time here, what do you think about Lincoln Speedway and the modifieds?
I think I had a good car. Track obviously rubbered up pretty hard around the bottom, and took me a little too long to find it because I started third and fell back to 8th or 10th before I found the bottom, and then I drove back up to it again. You know, it would have been nicer if it was a little race here, but it wasn't bad. Come out here with a third, I'm happy.
This race changed its complexion lap 45 when Decker and Dwayne Howard got together. Those two really had checked out in the field. How was your car up through the first 45 laps of tonight's feature?
It didn't start getting good until probably about 20 laps, and we were pretty bad at the beginning. You know, and then after that, we just had to bide our time and save our brakes and save our tires and be there at the end.
After that, how much more do you think you could have gone on that tire with the way it looks right now?
Not too much more. I wish I would have put a new one on. That one had two or three races on it already. I didn't think tire wear was going to be that big of an issue.
Well, still a third place finish out here for the first time. Congratulations on a great run tonight here at Lincoln Speedway.
Thank you.
That's Matt Shepard, third tonight here at the Lincoln Speedway. Back with more of a special edition of This Week in Modified Country right after this.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, Shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Welcome back here to the Lincoln Speedway. Here is the final rundown for tonight's 60-lap modified feature. Again, the win going to Ryan Godown. Second, Danny Johnson. Third, Matt Shepard. Fourth, Stuart Friesen. And fifth, Pat Ward. Greg Von Duren was sixth. Jeff Strunk, seventh. Jimmy Horton, eighth. Mimi DeSantis, ninth. And Kevin Hertzler rounds out the top 10. Ryan Watt was 11th. Billy Decker, 12th. Larry White, 13th. Michael Weinert, 14th. Butch Tittle, 15th. And Mike Nichols, 16th. Billy Pouch Jr., 17th, Bobby Varon, 18th, Colt Harris, 19th, and Dwayne Howard, 20th. Frank Cozy Jr., 21st, Brett Hearn, 22nd, Larry Solomon, 23rd, Tommy Sheets Jr., 24th, Rusty Smith rounds out the field in 25th. The Race of Champions will be at the Big Diamond Speedway. That's coming up on the 26th of the month, next Tuesday, and we'll be there to cover it for you with a special edition of This Week in Modify Country. Thanks for listening, everybody, at the Lincoln Speedway for This Week in Modify Country. I'm Sean Wood.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.